IVM. Hello, welcome and khushamadeed. You're listening to The Note with me, Mahrukh Inayat. Did you know that a 20-year-old from Hathras in Uttar Pradesh died in a Delhi hospital? I'm pretty sure that a lot of you don't know. And I believe the story of this 20-year-old woman, we should all know. After all, don't we know the name of every celebrity who has been named and shamed in this alleged Bollywood drug mafia of sorts that is going around these days? Don't we all know every death theory that has been thrown around for the past 4 months about Sushant Singh Rajput's death? We even know what Riya Chakrabarty ate while she's in jail, her jail number, every detail of what she did from the time she was taken into custody. But we don't know about this 20-year-old Dalit girl who was gang raped 2 weeks ago. We don't know that she was dragged by 4 upper caste men by her dupatta. One by one they raped her and then they left her to die. What most of us didn't know, that such was the brutality with which she was raped, that her legs were paralyzed, her arms were partially paralyzed, her tongue had a bad bite, possibly because she bit it, and she had been nearly strangulated with 3 broken bones around her neck. She was on a ventilator at Delhi Safdarjung Hospital, the same hospital where Nirbhaya breathed her last. The similarities with Nirbhaya actually end there. Just a few years ago, the media, civil society, legislatures and the courts, they all woke up to the brutality of Nirbhaya's crime or the crime against her, and they had acted on it. We saw fast-track courts being initiated for rape cases, stringency in laws. We saw all of it. And that is where we realized the power of the pressure from people and the media. It had worked. But in 2020, for this Hathras victim, we saw none of that. As I record this podcast, barely any of the 24/7 news channels are there to speak to the family of this 20-year-old. At a time when primetime anchors are crying hoarse about atrocities against one celebrity versus the other, couldn't one primetime show have been dedicated to this gang rape victim? At a time when we see reporters, you know, breathlessly chasing celebrities, chasing their cars, shouting ridiculous questions at them, hounding them, and networks spending crores over this coverage, couldn't we have sent one reporter to the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and demanded answers from him? Or is that not TRP worthy? And this, unfortunately, is unlikely to change. And I'll tell you why. Number one. This incident happened in Hathras and not in a metro. So the media thinks it will have zero primetime national interest. Two, there is no TRP quotient to the story, no well-known names that create recall with the audience, none of that. Three, it's a caste crime. And the statistics of caste crimes are so hefty and so long that as a result, it gets relegated to what you would call a news wrap or a tiny column in a newspaper. The truth is that the media thinks such a story will not get the eyeballs. And that is why I believe they are wrong. I remember when I worked in a TV newsroom, I was told we need to get good-looking people for stories to sell on television. This story is not pretty. The story of this Hathras victim is not pretty. It is ghastly. It is about how law enforcement has failed. This story tells you that caste violence is ugly and prevalent. And it also tells you that we need to know such stories. We need to talk about them. We need to raise our voices. We need to ensure that it doesn't happen to another. The Hathras victim's family says her last words were, "Take me home." Unfortunately, we have failed her. She will never go home. And we, as a country, have collectively failed her.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on our social media. We are @IVM Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to reach out to me, I'm Mahrukh Inayat on Twitter and Mahrukh Inayat on Instagram as well.